This wasn't intentionally scheduled this way, was it?
It was not. You guys know I've been working on this and brought these things over and over again. I'm not going to deny that the environment right now is opportune for placing this legislation before the legislature, but it was not coordinated. I mean, this is one of the first bills I try to hear every year, and I want to report it out, and it came up on the calendar, and so, we proceeded with it, and it's a long way from being done. I realize that. There's always organized opposition to it, and so we'll just go to the next step and see what happens.
But do the circumstances make it more difficult for it to be defeated this year?
I think that it's highly unlikely under these circumstances that campaign contributions will be received. That, you know, anybody in the legislature is going to take some campaign contribution from a pawn shop right now, and I think they probably understand that if they stand up and oppose it and then turn around and take a campaign contribution shortly thereafter, the appearances wouldn't be good. But that's the same kind of, you know, whenever there's bills being considered and campaign contributions come shortly before or shortly after, the appearances are not good. And so I think that's probably the standard that ought to apply all the time, is that everybody ought to evaluate, is this going to look bad, you know, to raise money when this issue or that issue is before the legislature?
Were you surprised there wasn't more opposition to the bill today, whether or not there are campaign contributions involved? In the past, there have been a whole bunch of First Amendment issues raised, and all you had was one local control question.
Well, I think this time around, maybe we that the senators understood that we had put together provisions that had been upheld by courts elsewhere, and we tried to also kind of turn down the volume on our rhetoric a little bit, and to be a little more low-key about it. I've been so passionate on this issue that sometimes I think that my presentation has come across as self-righteous or pompous, and I wanted to turn down the volume. And I just think any time, and I've learned this lesson the hard way, because so frequently when I've been a proponent of bills, my passion has spilled over into great zeal, and and that's gotten into the way I handle myself on the floor. So I'm trying to turn down the rhetoric, present the facts, let my colleagues evaluate it for what it was. Don't cast aspersions on people who have objections, because there's no bill that comes to the floor that shouldn't be carefully evaluated by the Senate and shouldn't be subject to amendment if it's on the perfection calendar. So, I hope that, even the debate you saw was very civilized, that, everybody respected Jolie for her Senator Justice for her comments, and the way she handled herself was just, I thought, very impressive. She usually is very impressive whenever she objects on something. The way the debate went down, I thought, was the way I'd like for debate to happen on bills that I sponsor.
Senator, why not insert in this bill the fees and taxes that you had in the bill in 2005?
Well, the fees and the taxes, if you do a license fee, it has to be tied to the cost of doing the licensing structure. So that was just a layer of complexity, and we know that there will be constitutional challenge to the bill, and if you add yet another layer of complexity, then I just expose the bill to more attack, a broad array of attacks. And so I did not want to add that. Then you also get wrapped up into this fact that some people in this building have signed no tax pledges, and they've literally signed a commitment that they would never raise any taxes. And so if any bill can be classified as a tax increase, no matter, you know, whose taxes it increases, that can cause you to pick up opposition that you wouldn't otherwise have.
How much are you convinced the donation 5 years ago was what really killed the bill?
I don't know, because I wasn't a part of those discussions. All I can tell you is the appearances are very bad. And, you know, I leave that for others to determine that know more about the facts and circumstances than I do.
But I thought I understood you say earlier, just to make sure I understand, the fact that this bill came up today only 3 days after you took a quick trip to Kansas City was totally coincidence?
You'll have to talk to the floor leader, because, we reported this bill onto the floor. I don't know whether it was a week or 2 weeks ago. We had it. I had it filed. I think I filed this thing back in December. It was one of the very first bills I'd filed. So, you know, long before I knew that I was going to be, on February 2nd in Kansas City.